This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has condemned the Saudi government's killing and cover-up of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month.
But I would say it was a total fiasco. From day one, from the thought, whoever put it in their minds, that was not a good thought. The process was no good. The execution was no good. And the cover-up, if you want to call it that, was certainly no good.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. has identified some of the alleged participants. Washington said it's revoking the visas or making ineligible for visas 21 Saudis and held out the possibility of sanctions. Earlier, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on Riyadh to search from top to bottom to find those implicated. He said there are strong signs Khashoggi was the victim of a planned savage murder. Saudi Arabia said it's conducting its own investigation and has detained or dismissed several people, including senior government officials. UN Special Rapporteur Thomas Ojea Quintana voiced concern that human rights is being sidelined during the warming of ties between the two Koreas.
Neither in the Panmunjom declaration, neither in the Singapore statement, we have seen any human rights reference, language, terminology, concern, interest. It's out of those agreements.
He said the human rights situation in North Korea has not changed in the country, despite the recent progress on security, peace, and prosperity. Another UN General Assembly resolution on North Korean rights abuses is being considered. UN Envoy Parfait Onanga Onyanga told the Security Council Tuesday the process of disarming militia groups in Western Central African Republic will begin before year's end. He said progress has been made on starting a peace process, making him hopeful to build a sustainable peace in a country plagued by violence since 2013. This is VOA News. Thousands of Central American migrants moving slowly toward the U.S. stopped to rest on Tuesday in a long trek through Honduras, Guatemala, and now Mexico. More than 7,000, perhaps more, have joined the so-called caravan fleeing poverty and violence. President Donald Trump Tuesday lamented America's lax immigration laws and repeated his determination to stop them from entering the country illegally.
But certainly you have people coming up through the southern border from the Middle East and other places that are not appropriate for our country. And I'm not letting them in. They're not coming in. All right? They're not coming in.
The caravan, a metaphor for the issue of mass illegal immigration into the U.S., is taking place just 2 weeks before U.S. voters go to the polls in congressional and state and local elections. Meanwhile, a second smaller caravan is reportedly heading toward the Mexican border from Guatemala, while U.S. border guards have arrested nearly 17,000 members of families attempting to cross into the U.S. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says Washington will press ahead with its decision to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty over Russian violations. The Kremlin denies violating the treaty and warned it will be forced to respond in kind to any U.S. arms buildup. UN Aid Chief Mark Lowcock warned the Security Council Tuesday that half of the population of Yemen, some 14 million people, could soon be on the brink of famine.
My assessment, my advice to you, is that there is now a clear and present danger of an imminent and great big famine engulfing Yemen, much bigger than anything any professional in this field has seen during their working lives.
He appealed for a humanitarian ceasefire in the three-year conflict, as well as a peace process, an injection of foreign exchange, and protection of the supplies of food and essential goods. France has been taken to task by the UN Human Rights Committee for its ban on the niqab, a full-face Islamic veil, calling it a rights violation, and called for the law's review. Committee member Ilza Brands-Karas said the law violates two articles of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights regarding religious freedom and discrimination. Paris will have 180 days to report back on the actions that it has taken. The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, toured a market in Fiji's capital, Suva, Wednesday. She intended to meet a number of female vendors as part of the UN Women's Markets for Change, but her visit was cut short for security reasons. She and Prince Harry are in the midst of a 16-day tour of the South Pacific. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.